Christ the center. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Christ the center. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Galatians 2:20. Obedience to Christ. Romans 12:1. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Romans 12:1. Obedience to Christ. John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. John 14:21. The Word. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. The Word. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Joshua 1:8. Prayer. John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you. John 15:7. Prayer. Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Fellowship. Matthew 18:20. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Matthew 18:20. Fellowship. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10:24-25. Witnessing. Matthew 4:19. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4:19. Witnessing. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. All have sinned. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. All have sinned. Isaiah 53:6. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Isaiah 53:6. Sin's penalty. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. sin's penalty. Hebrews 9:27. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Christ paid the penalty. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Christ paid the penalty. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that He might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. Salvation not by works. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. Salvation not by works. Titus 3:5. He saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Must receive Christ. John 1:12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. John 1:12. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears My voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with Me. Revelation 3:20. B. 11. Assurance of Salvation. Assurance of Salvation. 1 John 5:13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. Assurance of Salvation. John 5:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears My word and believes Him who sent Me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. John 5:24. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. His Strength. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with My righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. His Strength. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. His Faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. His Faithfulness. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. His peace. Isaiah 26:3. The steadfast of mind thou wilt keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in thee. Isaiah 26:3. His peace. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. His provision. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. His provision. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. His help in temptation. Hebrews 2:18. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. Hebrews 2:18. His help in temptation. Psalm 119:9-11. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word. Thy word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Psalm 119:9-11. Put Christ first. Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew 6:33. Put Christ first. Luke 9:23. And he was saying to them all, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. Separate from the world. 1 John 2:15-16. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. 1 John 2:15-16. Separate from the world. Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. Be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast. Hebrews 12:3. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12:3. Serve others. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. Serve others. 2 Corinthians 4:5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4:5. Give generously. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord from your wealth, and from the first of all your produce. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Give generously. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Let each one do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. Develop world vision. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. Acts 1:8. Develop world vision. Matthew 28:19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19 and 20. Love. John 13:34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13:34 and 35. Love. 1 John 3:18. Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. 1 John 3:18. Humility. Philippians 2:3 and 4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Philippians 2:3 and 4. Humility. 1 Peter 5:5 and 6. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. 1 Peter 5:5 and 6. Purity. Ephesians 5:3. But do not let immorality or any impurity or greed even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Ephesians 5:3. Purity. 1 Peter 2:11. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. 1 Peter 2:11. Honesty. Leviticus 19:11. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Leviticus 19:11. Honesty. Acts 24:16. In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience, both before God and before men. Acts 24:16. Faith. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Faith. Romans 4:20 and 21. Yet, with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised he was able also to perform. Romans 4:20-21. Good works. Galatians 6:9-10. And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Galatians 6:9-10. Good works. Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.